committee of the whole meeting, May 7th, 2012.
I call meeting to order for the committee in the hall. Roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sandoval.
Here.
Trustee Simon Sally.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Wazinski.
Present.
And Mr. President is absent.
Item 2.1, approval of the minute for the committee of the whole of April 16th, 2012.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the minute? Roll call.
Who has the second? Trustee Newby?
Abstain.
Trustee Sandoval?
Yes.
Trustee Simon Sully?
Aye.
Trustee Trippin?
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Moving to public comment. Does that public have any comments to the agenda items on the committee of the whole? Okay, move forward. And the committee report. First one will be human resource and finance.
Yes, Mr. Chair. We have a couple of items this evening under human resource and finance. We have an MSI upgrade request and a good now parking lot after loan payment. The first one is the MSI upgrade request, and that one is MSI software, the accounting software that the village uses. And it is about 4 or 5 years old.
That's correct.
And we are looking to actually, most software does, get outdated within usually 2 to 3 years. So we've gotten our money's worth out of the version we're on. We want to jump from version 5 to version 7. And I think staff is also recommending that we get a server version of Relativity instead of the individual PC version, which is an additional $170. The total cost for the software is $4,095. The additional.
With the additional, $4,095 excluding travel.
Excluding travel.
To and from Libertyville.
We've had a committee discussion, and it looks like we definitely need to get the software. Committee recommendations that we go ahead and
okay.
Part of the problem is that a lot of the things that we're doing are
becoming,
and
we
upgrade other areas
where we're becoming impactful. Relativity is compatible with Windows 7 as they want, as we discussed. And the fact that they upgrade now, and then the next time,
okay. No objections. Let's put them on the agenda for the next board meeting. Okay.
All right, second item is there's now parking lot parking loan payment, and this is a situation where we have an outstanding loan on the Goodenough parking lot that was a 10-year, $8,000 installment loan. We were paying a rate of 4.25%, and we're at the point where there is only $11,260 left if we were to pay it off right now. So that's the payoff amount, and staff is recommending that we go ahead and pay it because as opposed to making individual monthly payments, by paying it all in one lump sum, we can save ourselves $259.
And the money is in the fund, so it's already there to be used.
Yes, there is actually meter lot fund covered payoff in May.
So that will sell again.
Yes.
Okay.
By the end of the year.
Okay. Any questions?
Any other additional comments? you'd like to add, Steve?
I mean, the reason we waited to remember interest rates were at an all-time high, 5.5 when I started here, so it was, no reason to pick up a loan. You could catch an effective even more, but the loan rate, everybody knows, rates have dramatically decreased, so although it's a small savings, the savings on the loss, you might as well pay it off.
Okay, so let us to the agenda item for the next board meeting, please. Public Works Facilities, Assets and Capital Assets and Engineering, Delbert Smith Parks Discussion.
I'll take that, Mr. President, if I could.
Yes.
We, as you know, were donated property on the lake in order to create a park, and currently Public Works is developing a plan for cleaning, getting rid of some of the rubbish, cleaning out some of the trees, starting to work on what would need to be done to make improvements to the park, for whatever the use will be. So we'll bring that to the next meeting around, send out an email when it gets on the work schedule for work. We're looking at coordinating with other volunteers to do the work, Boy Scouts, et cetera, neighbors that also offer to help do that. So we'll be in contact with them and let them know, and we'll start with that. As you see over there, that's a rendition that was drawn by the Park District, and what I wanted to just at least brief the board on briefly is the Park District is interested in partnering with the village on the future development of the park. They may actually have money through John Huber Huebner Trust and the foundation. The reason we did the rendition was just to get the conversation started. That by no means would be anything that's going to be requested that we approve now. What I'm suggesting is I just want to know if the board is generally in agreement with proceeding with the Park District in developing these plans for the long term. The Park District still has to get approval from, their board is okay with it, but they have to get approval from the trust in order to go forward with that process also. And obviously we'd have to draw intergovernmental agreements and things of that nature. But from that, that was just a rendition to get the conversation started. There was no cost to anybody, no cost to the village in order to do that. As you know, we still need to proceed with getting the rights to the property. We'll talk about that at the next board meeting on the process for doing that. This was just something to get people talking about a future plan. But what we need to know now is if you're in just general agreement, there's obviously no approvals, but that we should proceed with the partners. We'd be proceeding as partners. It's not to give them the land. It would be ours. It would be the name of the park as we agreed to, as the board agreed to when the park was going into the village. But if it's okay to proceed along those lines, I've seen it, general consensus. And we'll inform you of the cleanup date, and we'll talk about the rights and how we'll go about that.
There may be two phases of the cleanup date. One that may be done by our Public Works guys first, and then the volunteers after that. So if you see something starting over there, it doesn't mean that the volunteers are not needed, definitely needed, and then we will step that date up. Well, I've met with some of the neighbors in that area already on the tree plan, and so got some feedback already, so I'm going to meet with a few more also.
Well, that would, if the park district goes forward, then, we would all meet and develop the plan and your conditions, obviously, in the design of that, too. But this, again, is nothing permanent or intended to be at this time, other than just something to start talking about it. The park district did it, so you should get something to talk about.
Is there any disadvantage to partnering with the park district?
Other than we'll have to absorb a lot more cost and maintenance, we would have to do, everything would be absorbed by us, whereas if the park district had it,
they would take
the cost. We're absorbing now part of the cleanup. One thing we do owe you, too, is there's going to be some costs associated with that, though, because in order to, get rid of some of the nasty brush, Buckthorn, thanks, sir. In order to keep buckthorn gone, you have to treat the stumps with chemical. Otherwise, it's going to just grow right back, too. So that's one thing we still have. We don't have the information on the cost of that. But the advantages are all the maintenance in the future in perpetuity for whatever is decided to be done there would be with the park district.
They obviously know what they're doing since they developed how many parks up until now, which we've not done. So there's a huge opportunity in partnering with them in that we're not going to be reinventing their wheel over and over again. We should be expending lesser dollars in the overall because they have the experience.
We also need to pay attention to what the other communities are doing along that trail, and some of the things that are just around the corner from us may not need to be needed on our plan. So those are a couple of things that I have found out so we can discuss that a later time.
It looks like we have a lot of good input.
Yes, we do. Okay. So we'll have that on the agenda for the next
item. We'll the planning, we need feedback from the park district. And then, you know, the planning is a different issue. Next, we'll have it on the agenda for the next board meeting, an update. If we don't have to send it out to everybody on the scheduling, if it's set up prior to the meeting, we'll go forward with that. But we still have to talk about the acquisition right. There's no plan of use or any development that can occur on that property until that's done.
So but at this point, you have consensus of the board to move forward.
Work with the park district.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, so for next committee of the whole, we'll do the overview of the releases and all the things that need to go into releasing those subdivision covenants.
Sure.
We're ready, but the meeting went so long.
Okay. Especially during the Harbor Day.
I have my hand up. We're all here to discuss concerns about this parking stuff when we were told to be here at 7 o'clock, which we were, and then we were told 7:30, and then you guys went to a meeting, which is fine. And now, I don't know, is this the end of the meeting? We're not going to talk about it at all?
I will give the public a lot to speak on this subject. Go ahead,
okay.
Mike. Get your name and address.
Oh, I'm a chair. I live down the block, and we have a lot of people who are concerned about this park. We live there. We want to know about lighting, about parking, who's going to take care of the place, who's going to, you know, supervise the park, police, rangers, whatever. And what I would like to suggest is, and I thought that's possibly what was going to happen tonight, is that we have a meeting that we did with Buechner Park. They got a meeting. We all discussed our concerns about the park. Same people, but on the other end of the block. And we have a meeting with the people that are concerned, and we sit down and we talk about this, the people that are concerned here, and we're not going to discuss this tonight. Okay, we'll go home.
Well, at this point,
like a special time where we can talk.
Sure, and there will be a meeting set when we have more particulars of the plan. Right now, everything's so preliminary.
Yeah.
We're trying to get all our ducks in the rows first, and then we'll be presented a time for you to look at the plan.
Well, what we're concerned about is we don't want to get too far ahead of us because we have concerns that may not be addressed.
I'm well aware of the concerns, and I will make sure that you have your voice to speak at the proper time.
Okay, so we'll hear from you personally.
You'll get a notice from the village or a notice from me.
Okay, so we'll come back at that time.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anybody else? Want to speak on this?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Next time we
want to
be in your park,
though.
We'll have that at one of the parks.
Okay. Special events for Arbor Day. First, I'd like to thank Trustee Chippon and Ron for assisting me in getting this together. It was not going to be an event this year. So I cut from the budget. But with the help of others, I donated. We are able to have the Arbor Day on May 12th. Some of the donors, I have a landscaper company that doesn't want to be mentioned. Ivanhoe Nursery, Global Gardens, Wilson Nursery, Kip Evans from Windmill Pond Farm, Gerald Deep, Island Green Nursery, and the Red Robin of Gurnee, all were sponsors for the Arbor Day event. At this point, we're going to be getting to find next Friday 12 pieces of small shrub trees, 25 pieces of bushes, 10 pieces of trees, 13 pieces of raffle trees and plants, 100 pieces of 1 gallon plants. We was on the list of 40 trees, but now went to 55. We have another 15 bushes slash trees, maybe even more from one of the nurseries. 100 saplings, one large tree for a tree raffle, and then 15 bags of dirt that were donated. We are going to be looking for, something new this year is going to do a tree lottery versus every county gets a free tree. So what happens is they will come and register the family. They will get a choice ticket between the trees, shrubs, or plants, and then they will get that color to put it in a bucket. Registration will be from 10 to 11, and it will end at 11, and then we will have at noon the raffle. So any of the trustees going to be there on May 12th to help. Okay. If you could talk to me next during the week, or I can hold you to let you know some areas that we need covered. If you can help, that would be great.
You said next week you were talking about trees. You mean this week?
This week. Okay. Friday. Well, Thursday and Friday. Okay. We picked some stuff up this last Thursday and Friday.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions on Arbor Day?
Just to clarify a couple of other things we have going on. We have a lot of children's events going on. So in addition to getting just their little trees and cups they can take home, we're going to do little mock chia packs. They're really kind of cute. They put a face on there, put their little cups. They'll fill it with the dirt, sprinkle a few grass seeds, put a little bit of peat moss over the top of that water, and go home and grow their hair, if you will. So that's something kind of different and new, and I thank the park for that. We also have coloring for them, and the reason for Red Robin, because I mean, who would think Red Robin is anything to do with our day? They're giving us 100 of their little crayon packets. So the kids will have crayons to color. They can take their coloring page and their little crayons and go home or color with us, whichever way works out. And then the other mention we didn't put in there, Trustee Newby, is Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I don't know that we necessarily need to put them on the sponsor board, but you'll see that some of the trees are coming in.
Chicken box.
Because they're great. So I wanted to ask for the donation, and they were wonderful enough to give us 35 buckets. So they pitched in too. So we've had some very unlikely sources of donations to make this happen. So it's really kind of exciting.
Now,
do you guys have like coloring sheets so the kids can use the green one with some coloring sheets? Like
yes.
Trees, 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 trees.
Yes.
Oh. We have some stuff left over from previous Arbor Day, so
mm-hmm.
Laura from the Public Works Department.
Yes.
She's so interested in making these happen. We also have a lot of refreshments going on, so we'll have the popcorn, and we have water, and
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid, basically, for the kids, and cookies.
Yes. You do, I do have Trustee Wazuki that she would offer the green cookies if we haven't purchased them already.
I did not.
Okay.
Trustee Sonia is also putting in a couple of boxes of chips. So we're going to have fun.
The spot's coming with us.
Okay, Mark, you know you're coming.
Okay. All right. Can we suggest a new topic?
Well, before, can we, one more thing? We were talking about different the lottery for the basic items that we have. And then we have leftovers after that. We'll put all the tickets into another bucket, and we'll just keep lottering all the other stuff that we're going to do with giveaways. We will have two trees, possibly more, that are large enough that we want to raffle them. So for the first time, we're looking at possibly making a little money on an Arbor Day instead of just spending money, which will help us seed next year a little bit. And pun intended, we'll really seed next year if we have some of the saplings left over, we can actually go ahead, as the mayor had indicated, we can start planting, which will also seed our future years. So it's kind of going back to the old adage, if you give a man a fish, you teach him to eat for a day, and you give the man the ability to fish, he can feed himself for his lifetime. So we're hoping to feed ourselves for many years to come.
Okay. Just a new topic. One of the items I'd like to see an update, or I know you've been looking at on the flooding issue behind the Iron Horse, that alley there. If you could, at the next meeting, give us an update of what you know or what you found out or what we need to do there to fix that issue.
Sure.
That would be great. Anybody else have any other topics?
Yeah,
friendly talk about getting the checkbook online. Do we have some discussions on that?
We did not.
Can we?
We can, yes. We can.
So if you want to handle that as your committee first, we have
to go up. Our finances are online
already. Not the checkbook.
What's that mean?
That's actually someone
transaction report.
Right.
Transaction. We put on that.
And we show the bills. What was we show the bills and stuff on there? So you put the bills on there.
Bills are on there.
Yeah. Right. So if you can research that through your committee, and then maybe bring it before the board.
And there's a few things still that we didn't need the ability to become a little bit more transparent. We have a couple things that we can still move towards. So if you want to see us move towards another.
Yes.
Agenda item here.
Okay. Any others? Okay. No executive session. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.